Your Excellency Reverend George, Lungu President of Zambian Catholic Conference of Bishop and Chancellor of the Zambia Catholic University. Your Excellency Reverend Charles Kasonde, Bishop Director of Catholic Education and Chairperson of the Zambia Catholic University Council. Reverend Father Dr. Patrick Shilambwe, Vice Chancellor of the Zambia Catholic University of Kalulushi. Leaders of political parties, traditional rulers, non-Catholic religious leaders, Reverend Fathers, religious men and women, consecrated laity, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. It is a great honor for me to preside over this Holy Eucharist on the memorial of Saint John Chrysostom, Bishop and Doctor of the Church, who was illustrious by his wonderful eloquence. In fact, the adjective Chrysostom means golden mouth. He acquired this formidable eloquence first as a student of law under a distinguished pagan rhetorician, Labanius, and after his baptism as a student of theology and of the Holy Bible. He lived in the second part of the fourth century and died in the beginning of the fifth century. We can affirm that his wonderful eloquence flourished by the love for Jesus Christ. The Word came into the world and took flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. For this reason, we asked in the initial prayer to receive the instruction by the teaching of Saint John Chrysostom. I wish to quote some sentences of the Doctor of Constantinople to help our Christian life to grow according to the grace received in the holy baptism. First sentence. Happiness can only be achieved by looking inward and learning to enjoy whatever life has, and this requires transforming greed into gratitude. The passion for the studies push us to have a good sight on the reality and to discover the beauty of life and how we could attend to have a sincere attitude as a disciple of Jesus. We know that what enriches the life is happiness, and without it, all is bitter, and also the suffering has no sense. Saint John Chrysostom says that we have to achieve it firstly in word. It is in our conscience that we receive the light for knowing that life is built by obeying the inner law that tells us always, in every moment, to do good and to avoid evil. This is the voice of our conscience. By obeying this voice, we can reach the awareness of what life is, and we will transform greed into gratitude. Pope Francis said last Saturday to the young people of Madagascar, "The Lord knows that we are looking for the happiness for which we were created, and which the world will not be able to take from us. Each person shows it differently, but deep down, all of you are looking for the happiness that no one will be able to take from us." Yesterday, you were young girls and young boys. Today, you are women and men that are taking the destiny of your life. Today, you have to work for the well-being of this nation, not tomorrow. Tomorrow, have to work who is behind you. And today you have to have very well clear that you could do what is required to change the history of this nation today, not tomorrow. Because what is inside of your conscience, nobody could take away. Because you have to custody this happiness that you are receiving in this graduation. Today, the Apostle Paul, through his words, touches always our heart. Writing to Timothy, Paul calls him true child of mine in the faith and wishes him grace, mercy, and peace. Furthermore, he recognized as God has changed him in the journey that has taken him from ignorance to faith and love in Jesus Christ. It is the knowledge of Jesus that can change our attitude. St. Paul confessed to Timothy that he was blind before, but he did not choose another blind man guiding him. He did not want to fall into a pit. Paul chose to be trained by the best master, the real teacher, Jesus Christ, who made of him a great apostle. The journey of St. Paul could be similar to yours, my dear students. This Catholic University of Zambia, as the staff here knows, according to St. John Paul II, Catholic education is above all a question of communicating Christ, of helping to form Christ in the lives of others. The same happened in the life of St. John Chrysostom. Now you are leaving this institution of intellectual challenges. This university has also been a place of care of you, a place where administrators, faculty, and staff have prepared you to set out on the way of your future. But now is today. Yesterday was your future. In addition, now it is a time for you to live not with fear, but in faith that God goes with you. Now you are aware how to achieve happiness and how to maintain alive the flame of the faith, to guide you through the difficulties of life and to develop the same invincible passions of St. John Chrysostom. Your presence here today indicates that you have prepared wisely for your future. You have taken advantage of all that Catholic University has to offer, and it is our hope that you live here as women and men of faith, motivated to bring the light of Christ to others. I would like to give you another sentence of St. John Chrysostom that could help you to grow as good Christians, says the saint. If you cannot find Christ in the beggar at the church door, you will not find him in the chalice. In this place, you have learned that the exercise of charity makes you good people, not out of philanthropy, but out of love for Jesus. You understood and discovered that the Lord Jesus is a part of your life. He gives you a happiness that the world cannot take away from you. This is the moment to understand that what you have received as a gift, your preparation, now you are called to offer it to others as a service. Transform greed in gratitude. You are not blind. For this reason, after the preparation in this university, you are informed well how to win hypocrisy. The participation at Sunday Mass shall be the great opportunity to meditate about the sincerity of life. Pope Francis repeats many times that the love for the poor is the identity card for Christians. We would not close our heart to the sadness, the loneliness, and the exclusion of the poor. At the door of the church, we have to ask to ourselves, how was my attitude with the poor? Pope Francis reminds us, the Lord listens to those who trample in their dignity, still find the strength to look up to Him for light and comfort. He listens to those persecuted in the name of false justice, oppressed by policies unworthy of the name, and terrified by violence, yet know that God is their Savior. What emerges from this prayer is above all the sense of abandonment and trust in a Father who can hear and understand. Along these same lines, we can better appreciate the meaning of Jesus' words, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." I think that you are prepared to do the same. You are the voice of the persecuted in the name of false justice. You are the voice for the oppressed by policies unworthy of the name, because you are prepared today to change this country. Dear students, you will shape the world around you, and you will be shaped by that world. Be mindful that not all that the future offers you will be easy for you. You will need to establish a new support system of friends who encourage your continued growth in Christ. You will need to find a parish that feeds your hunger for Christ. You must seek out opportunities to serve the Lord in the poor and the people living on the margins of society. In other words, you will need continued help in being a disciple of Jesus. There is another sentence of St. John Chrysostom that I wish to tell you. Be ashamed when you sin. Don't be ashamed when you repent. Sin is the wound. Repentance is the medicine. Sin is followed by shame. Repentance is followed by boldness. Why? Because to repent means to have a change of heart and mind. It is not simply a feeling of sorrow, a seek of spiritual growth away from evil and a turning to God. Some people and events in your future may tempt you to be selfish and self-centered. It is easy to fall by the wayside if you seek the easy road of career and privilege. Do not entertain the great lie of the modern age that at the core of your being you are alone and unconnected to God and each other. Do not believe for one moment that you are a person of privilege, for you indeed are a son or daughter of God and a brother or sisters to each other in Christ. You are a disciple of Jesus who must die to selfishness and sin and rise to charity and justice. If you surrender to the lie of isolation, it will lead to desolation and despair. To live in selfish isolation is to deny everything that this university and indeed our very faith has handed on to you. As Jesus tells us today in the Gospel, do not be hypocrite. Do not accuse others for their problems, but start always from yourself, trying to be new, because maybe the plank is in our own eyes. Turn away from the messages that foster fear of others. Reject the voices that incite hatred, prejudice, and violence with the wisdom, peace, and truth of the Gospel. Seek, in any case, the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, who took the form of a dove, humble and free. God's message is linked with the way of self-sacrifice, and it is given freely to those who are open to the challenge of discipleship. My dear brothers and sisters, when others around you are overcome by the cares of this world, it will be up to you to invite them to know the freedom that only Jesus can give in the heart of the Church. It will be up to you to point out the Lamb of God as the way to justice and peace, and the truth of God's immense love and mercy, and as the life that gives every human being incomparable dignity and worth. Let not your hearts be troubled as you enter your future, my friends, for Jesus goes with you. Today, He is the way that leads you to real joy. He is the truth and the source of your love. He is the very substance of your life. In Christ, there is no room for fear, because He has subjected all sin and evil by His death and resurrection. As His disciple, you too share in His mission of conquering the darkness of fear and isolation by a life poured out in loving service of others. Moreover, as you follow His way in this world, know that He is preparing an eternal dwelling for you. The Lord Jesus has prepared this eternal dwelling for you by His life, death, and resurrection. You too will find the way to eternal life with the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit if you live your life in the truth of Jesus Christ. As we continue to celebrate this holy sacrifice, the sacrifice of Jesus, let us pray for the courage to walk in the footsteps of our Savior, to receive the same inner force of St. John Chrysostom, to be confirmed in the love of God, and to enable us to be faithful in confessing His truth. Let our future endeavors and plans, our hopes and dreams, our decision and desires be tempered and shaped not by the course of a changing world, but in the unchangeable and eternal mind of Christ, the way, the truth, and the life, our only good teacher. May the Blessed Virgin Mary accompany us on the way of holiness and help us to maintain alive the flame of our faith. Amen.